So what are the advantages of diversity management? If we are managing the diversity amongst our workforce efficiently and effectively, it is going to give us better productivity. It is going to enhance the creativity of the people because they are from different background. They are from different experience that they are bringing with them. And hence, the quality of team problem solving will also improve, because in a team you have got diverse kind of people from different countries. They are highly educated and professional people. Because of their expertise and experience, they can solve the problems with out of the box thinking, and it is going to help the organization goals achievement in much better way. Because of the diversity, we can learn from each other in a team and grow. It is going to have an effective customer communication also, because when they have got diverse people knowing different languages and the customer knowing a particular language, we can always have one employee who is knowing that language and he can explain that customer or communicate that with that customer in his own language, which is going to be more effective, and the customer will be delighted, or we can understand what are the requirements of that customer in a better way because of the common language they are speaking, because of the common background they are having at times, because of the sensitivity of these people, one should understand. For example, when you are going for marketing, suppose you go in Rajasthan where mainly the Jain Marwadis are staying, and suppose you want to have a McDonald's kind of joint open there, you can't sell there the non-veg burgers and all, because as you know, Jains are not going to have potato, onion and non-veg at all. So when you have got the diverse kind of people available in your team, they know what is the cultural background of the people where we are going to market this, or where we are going to start the food junction to get better profitability in various areas. So one should know what is the way these people eat, what is the culture of these people, and based on that we can start our business and get profitability out of it. Or sometimes it will be a total failure if you don't have this kind of diverse kind of people who can think in the proper perspective. There is the diverse experience we have got, and this is going to help in achieving the organizational goals easily. We have got increased understanding of the marketplace, as I told you, in case of the Jains or in India, usually people love spicy food, while in foreign countries, many of the places, it is just bland food that they are using, and hence you can't have the same kind of food to be sold at each place. So you can understand the marketplace in a better way by having diverse people working for you. It will reduce the cost associated with high turnover, because when you have got diversity management done properly, people are working happily with each other and taking advantage of their experiences. Teamwork is there, which will lead to employee involvement and engagement in a better way, leading to less of turnover, less of absenteeism, and even the legal requirement of equal opportunity for all minorities and diverse people, including age, gender, etc., will be taken care of by this diversity management, and you will be having less legal hassles. In that case, what can be the disadvantages of diversity management? Well, when they have got diverse people working, for example, there are many women working for us who are comparatively young in the reproductive age group, you will have to have child care facilities. For elderly people, you may have to have certain safety precautions to be taken for them. So certain equipment, certain new kinds of toilets, if you are having handicapped people or specially abled people working for you, you may have specially designed ramps for them to go up, specially designed toilets if required. And if they are at high level managerial cadre, you may have to have a specially designed motor cars for them to drive, etc. And hence all these things and flexi work, all these things are going to lead to some more training for diversity, for people to work together, for child care, for elderly elder care benefits, etc. Ultimately it is going to add to total cost. If you have not created proper awareness and management about the diversity in your work area, there are likelihood that there can be hidden discrimination from people by stereotyping, etc. Then there are communication issues in the short run because of the cultural conflicts, and initially there can be lot of problems for cohesiveness of the team, and hence a team cannot work effectively and efficiently in the initial phases till the diversity management is done well. At times it will be very difficult for us to meet all the demands, because the demands by diverse people will be may be clashing with each other at times, and hence it can be cumbersome. There can be incorporation issues at informal levels exclusively for social groups, and in that case it will be difficult to control this kind of groupism and achieve the results, good results for the organization. Let's learn about some of the diversity initiatives taken by the HR and the top management, some of the programs and best practices for that. There are changing structures and policies to accommodate diverse employees. We are changing the organization structure and taking care of women employees also to progress further by providing them even the mentors, and so that the glass ceiling and opt out is minimized, and we can have specific policies to have some reservation for the meritorious women to go up higher the ladder, and we can accommodate diverse kinds of employees, be it minorities, be it gender wise, be it education wise, etc. We can focus on diverse hiring, target to broaden the recruitment efforts, and eliminate biases in selection tools. Now, how we can broaden the recruitment? We do not say that we want this particular kind of people for our jobs, whether male or female, anybody is welcome. Whether a specially abled person based on the merit or from minority or from any country, they are welcome to apply for the job. We may eliminate biases in the selection tools by not looking at what caste or creed or marital status or what age group he is coming from. There are some countries where in the especially in the music industry, what they have done, they have just recruited people based on their skills of playing the musical instruments without looking at them. That means even if some of the musicians may be blind, but if they are playing the musical instruments properly and well synchronized, they are selected. That means you are eliminating the bias of person's vision or hearing or any other problem he may be having, but if he is meritorious as far as the job is concerned, he is taken. They can establish mentor relationships for the employees so that they can be guided, hand holding can be done, and it will help in preventing the glass ceiling that otherwise for top management the women are not preferred in a way that they are not given the line management. They are more in the support management, whereby the variety of job rotations are needed to get better, higher promotions, which is avoided for females due to their family responsibilities and other things. At times, some of the women are career oriented, then they should be allowed to do that for job rotations and for higher areas where they can work, and the mentor can help them in achieving those areas easily without having any barriers for them as well as for the minorities. Accommodating special needs, child care for women employees especially, as per the Factories Act, as you know, when there are 15 or more women employees in a factory, they are supposed to have a crash with an expert woman to take care of these children, and in the tea time and lunch time the woman can go and give the breastfeeding to their children, and there are toys and milk etc. available for the children to take care of them during the working hours for these female employees. Similarly, in case of non-factories also, one can have these kind of child care facilities. In case we are having people working for your company who are not knowing English, then you can train them in English, because nowadays, because of the global requirement of the business, most of the countries, when they know English, it is better that our employees should understand and know the English language properly so that they can do the business with other country people. Even the concept of paternity leave is increasing, because the father has to take care of the mother and child when the mother delivers. Of course, the maternity leave is there for 3 months, and in some countries now they are going towards 6 months maternity leave. In some countries they have already started paternity leave for 3 days, in some countries it is for 9 days, and maybe it may be increased to 1 month or so. Then there are flexi hours, so that a pregnant woman in the third trimester, suppose she is not able to work full day, she may be working for half a day, somebody else may be taking care of the work, or she may work from home. Finding apartments for the employees if they are transferred from one part of the country to the other. Giving cars for young employees so that they can be comfortably driving to the work rather than coming it by public vehicles, which may go on strike sometimes or which may be overcrowded, so that they are not comfortable to come to the work. And since these public vehicles are going to stop at multiple places to take the passengers, it is going to take more time for them. And we can have retirement planning for the old. As far as the financial planning and health planning is concerned, one can make them understand the use of that, and if required, even they can be offered part-time job or the full-time job even after retirement on contract basis, so that their experiences can be taken care of and we can have diverse kind of people working for our organization. Offering training and education, very important, which is going to help us in awareness of diversity, and even diversity skills training, how to manage this diversity, we can teach them. Benefits of diversity training will be managers will be more effective in managing issues pertaining to diversity in their scope of work. In their department, suppose they have got different gender people, males and females, they should understand the sensitivity of a female, how they should be given the work not too late at night at all, and their work-life balance has to be managed, because they are going to take care of their family as well. So sometimes they can be given a certain leave, or work from home, etc., so that still they can be a good part of your organization and effectively and efficiently work for your organization. At the same time, they can take care of their family and their responsibilities. So managers more effective in managing issues pertaining to diversity in their scope of work, then diverse employees should feel better motivated and committed to the organization. So that kind of behavior should be there from the superior, and that can be taught how these diverse employees should be tackled by the superior. That training can be given by the HR. One should increase the sensitivity and tolerance among majority employees of diverse culture, diverse age, diverse gender, diverse race, and there should be an open, positive culture. People should listen to others, understand their culture, and take care of them, and as far as possible, they should not antagonize any of the religious beliefs of their staff and allow them to take certain special leaves on their festivals, etc. So, one is awareness-based training, skill-based training, and integration of various skills required to manage this kind of diverse workforce. And one can have multicultural teams formed whereby people from different cultures are going to work together, and their different kinds of thinking, their different expertise, their creativity can be taken benefit of, and one can have better organizational goal achievement and effectively and efficiently achieving those things. So let's understand what are the best practices for managing diversity. First and foremost, it is top leadership commitment. The top leader themselves should be committed towards getting diverse workforce for their own organization. They should encourage diversity by keeping no barriers to recruit and select the people from diverse kind of background of these employees. They should encourage diversity skill training and developing these diverse kind of workforce. They should encourage the team building and coherence among these people by having a specific team building programs and development programs for them. There should be a strategic plan committed by the top management that one should have diverse employees. So one should send the advertisement globally rather than only locally and get the best people from different countries to work for them, because that will give them a platform whereby they can expand their business globally in future, because they'll come to know about what's the scope of their business in the different countries also by employing these people from different countries. And managing this diversity properly by HR people and leaders being role model for all the diverse people to work together. There should be diversity linked to performance. Maybe some HR people may be told that if you are going to appoint this kind of diverse people for a team, there may be some performance appraisal, you may be given some reward specially for that. You should measure the diversity in your organization, that how many males, females, how many elderly people, how many specially abled people you have appointed, and what are their effective roles they are playing, and how they are going to improve the productivity. They should be accountable for diversity management, and that will help us in succession planning also, because then diverse kind of people are there with different kinds of skills required who can succeed the next person easily. We can have a lot of group of people available with us with different competencies, and of course we can send them for certain training and development programs so that we can have a better succession planning. At the recruitment level, we have to see to it that we are not hindering anybody from recruitment, from applying because of a particular age, particular sex, particular cultural background or particular country. And all the employees should be involved in diversity management by giving them the training regarding awareness about hiring, about the diversity, as well as the skills to manage this diversity. And this is how, these are some of the best practices which can help us in managing the diversity in successful way for the organization. One should involve the following things in the diversity programs: top management commitment, diversity training. There should be a support groups who can help each other for managing the diversity. There can be a mentor who is going to handhold the junior and help him in achieving the success in the work he or she is doing without any hindrance towards the diversity mentality of the people. One should have apprenticeship for the people to work during their last semester or so that they can understand the job profile and they can work in diverse ways, because the apprentice may be coming from different areas. Information technology, communication standards should be effective communication for all, for diverse people. We should have organized activities so that nobody should be having any discrimination because of diversity. There should be diversity audits carried out, which tells us that all diverse people working for your organization are equally treated and given all the opportunities to go ahead as far as their promotions are concerned also. And there should be management accountability for taking care of the diversity management. So what are the barriers to effective diversity management? One is challenge of balancing family and work, especially for women employees. As we know, because of the diversity nowadays, a lot of women folk have started working in the organizations, and since they are also supposed to take the role of a homemaker in most of the cultures in the world, naturally they are taking, not only putting their efforts at the work area, but also they have to put in lot of efforts at the home front or to take care of their families. And hence those who are career oriented women, it will be difficult for them to get involved and give more time to the work area, because they need the family responsibilities also to be fulfilled. So one has to challenge the balancing family and work, especially for women employees, which is going to be a barrier to the effective diversity management. Many times, if proper diversity awareness and diversity management skills training is not given to the employees and they are having the old mindset, in that case there can be hostile and unsupportive environment at work area, where some of the males who are dominating may not cooperate with the minorities or with the women folk or with the specially abled people, and hence there can be hostile and unsupportive environment, which can lead to increased turnover of these people, and then effective diversity management is not possible. There can be discrimination fear among the minorities or women folk. There are diversity not viewed as priority of the organization. When it is not viewed as priority by the top management and the senior managers, then naturally it is going to be less effective management of the diversity. Usually, when the people of the same community and culture are working for a long time in a department, Suppose the top management thinks of bringing diverse kind of employees in this, or they want to have any change in technology and other things, there is going to be a resistance to change, and that also can be a barrier to effective diversity management. Then there are efforts on the part of the leadership has to be to a great extent, because a lot of efforts are required for diversity management. If the leadership is not much bothered about that and it goes on in routine as they have been doing in past, it will be difficult to have the effective diversity management. So let's understand, when we know these are the various barriers to diversity management, and if we are not overcoming these barriers and successfully implementing diverse workforce recruitment selection for our organization and effectively utilizing their diverse kinds of experience and creativity, what happens if we ignore diversity? What will happen to the organization? There can be conflicts which will be increased among the people, and naturally this will lead to reduction in the productivity. If we ignore diversity, what will happen? Many of the people who are talented, because they have got some discrimination because of the sex, age or culture, they are likely to leave the organization and join some other organization. So it will shrink the talent pool. It will lead to increased level of complaints to the HR and top management people, because naturally there is some discrimination going on, or the promotions are not given to them, or socially they are outcasted in certain functions and other things. It will lead to increased level of complaints. There can be disillusionment in minority employees, because thinking that this is an advanced kind of top management who are going to welcome the minorities, and if the diversity management is not done properly and ignored, the minority employees will be having disillusionment, and organization may lose such valued employees because of the thinking and the perception that these minority employees are having about the company's policies. There can be massive loss of investment in hiring, training and retraining of these people, because employee turnover is increasing to a large extent, and as we know, once somebody leaves the organization, at least 1.5 times the cost of that person's salary and all will be there in hiring a new person, and again you have to train him to achieve that level and retrain him periodically, and especially if he is a liaison officer, it will be still more difficult to develop those kinds of liaisons with government authorities and external authorities and even internal customers. So let's understand, what is the role of HR function in diversity management? The HR manager should design and implement various diversity initiatives based on the organizational needs. It can be recruitment and selection tools, it can be advertisement all over the world to get anybody without any bar as far as the culture is concerned. Then maintain the compensation quality among various types of employees, whether a male or a female, based on the merit, whether a minority person or from different culture, based on the merit, based on the type of work that person is doing, he should be given the compensation without any discrimination. So one has to maintain the compensation equality among all types of employees, so that diverse people are going to feel that there is no discrimination against them and they can be retained. then one should build the knowledge of different legal perspectives regarding equal opportunity for males and females, equal opportunity for minorities, and different kinds of statutory requirements as far as the diversity goes, and so that there are no legal complaints against the organization in future, and they are not going to have all the hassles of compensation and other things in future, and lot of time will be saved and the image of the organization will be better. One should ensure that information is given to all kinds of diverse employees equally. There should not be secrecy that this information should not be given to female employees or should not be given to minority employees and all. One should establish the review mechanism regarding the diversity management periodically to find out whether people are inviting all kinds of diverse employees and enthusiastically managing them well without discrimination. One should develop a diversity framework of competencies and build through training and development so that people are improving upon their knowledge, skills and abilities, and they are developing as far as the managerial skills are concerned so that their career development can occur, succession planning can occur well. They should devise need-based actions to overcome the barriers to effective diversity management. We have already learned what are the barriers to effective diversity management. So one should find out what are the barriers prevalent in our organization, and based on analyzing these barriers, we can devise certain need-based actions to be taken to overcome these barriers and manage the diversity in with a proper perspective, effectively and efficiently. So let's understand what are the effects of workplace diversity. How workplace diversity is going to impact the life and functioning of individuals, groups and organization as a whole. Effects on individuals will be, there will be positive association with performance rating and compensation. So that when we are managing the diversity well, HR is taking all the efforts to manage the diversity well by creating awareness among all the employees, including top management, and giving them training regarding certain skills, how to manage this diversity well. What will happen? There will be positive association with performance rating. So the immediate superior, the line manager, is going to give performance rating to the employee of diverse background, whether he is a male or a female or from a minority or from specially abled person, based on only the merit, based on only his performance, and no discrimination will be made, and this will lead to equal compensation to the person without any discrimination for the diversity. What will be the effect on groups? A group as a whole will outperform in the following three skills. One is problem solving. When you have got diverse kinds of employees in a group, one can look at the problem with different perspectives based on one's experience, based on one's culture, and one can solve this problem in much easier way. So whoever gives us the best way to solve this problem, everybody will give a different alternative to solve this problem by their experience. And when we have got diverse kind of people available with you, naturally everybody will be having a unique kind of, different kind of problem solving approach, and whichever is the best among them can be taken so that we can effectively and efficiently solve this problem without much hassles at the earliest, and naturally it will improve the productivity and profitability of the organization. Secondly, when we have got a diverse kind of people in our team, there are some conflicts which can occur, but because of the mindset of proper diversity management, which has been developed by the HR people among all the people, it will be easy for us to resolve the conflicts that are occurring in the decisions taken by various people. And naturally, because of the diverse kind of people with high professional skills from different countries, we can have a lot of creative ideas generated by these people, and a lot of innovation can occur, which will help in developing newer and better products and services for our customers, which will lead to better customer satisfaction and delight, and improved performance of the organization, achieving the organizational goals effectively and efficiently, and increasing the market share of the organization as well. Thank you.